Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Su. Every week, I'll share science-backed tips to help you get fit, stay fit, and optimize performance. It's the second week of January, and most people are in full swing with their New Year's fitness resolutions. Gyms across the country are busier than usual, so I thought it would be timely to share tips for proper gym etiquette. If you've never stepped foot in a gym before, or it's been a while since you've gone, knowing the do's and don'ts will help you quickly feel comfortable, fit in, and earn the respect of fellow gym goers. The last thing anyone wants is to show up to a place with long-standing norms, like the gym, and zig while everyone else is zagging. That's like the person who shows up at the holiday work party without a gift for Secret Santa. If you're a gym rat who's familiar with the do's and don'ts, it still might be time for a refresher, especially when the gym is busier than usual. It's easy to let gym etiquette go down the drain out of convenience when the gym is not so busy. At least I know it is for me. For example, I love supersets, which is a strength training technique that involves switching back and forth between two different muscle groups instead of taking a break. This usually requires taking up two different pieces of workout equipment at once, which is poor etiquette when the gym is busy. On a side note, this is why I ended up building a garage gym with all the essential workout equipment, which I'll show you how to do in next week's episode. In this episode, I'm going to share 9 tips for proper gym etiquette with a goal of keeping the gym a safe and friendly space where newbies and gym rats alike can exercise in harmony. By following the 9 tips for gym etiquette below, you'll know what to expect of your fellow gym goers and how to act at a gym so that the only thing you worry about during your workout is your workout. 1. Have good hygiene. The worst thing anyone can do is show up at the gym with heavy body odor. Now, I understand that we're humans and body odor is normal when we sweat. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about showing up at the gym in a state of good hygiene, which means wearing clean workout clothes and having body odor managed. It sounds simple, but it only takes one person to ruin the gym for everyone. I remember going to a month-long yoga teacher training retreat in Hawaii several years ago, and one person did not believe in bathing or changing her clothes. Every time this person walked into the yoga studio, their stench from twice daily workouts filled the room so powerfully that people literally vomited. So, if your job is physically demanding and you're showing up to the gym right after work, you might consider showering off at the gym and changing into fresh workout attire. If your exercise session includes a pool or a post-workout hot tub soak, you must shower beforehand with soap. 2. Ensure equipment is open. Before hopping on a piece of workout equipment, make sure it's not being used by anyone. If you don't see anyone on the equipment, it's possible that they might be getting a drink of water or using the restroom. If this is the case, you should see a towel, water bottle, or something else on or near the equipment to indicate that it's being used. If not, the equipment is free game. On the other hand, if you do see indications that the equipment is being used, but nobody shows up for 10 minutes, you can safely assume that the equipment is free. Respectfully set aside the belongings or let the gym staff do it for you. As an aside, Don't leave your equipment for more than a few minutes. If you're gone for 10 minutes or more, even if it's for a valid reason, like explosive diarrhea, expect someone to be using the equipment when you come back.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
3. Give others space. If you're waiting for workout equipment to open up, it's fair to ask the person in a friendly and respectful way how long they'll need. If you're willing to wait for the equipment, let the person know and then stand back. There's nothing more annoying than having someone circle the equipment like a hawk. Stand back about 8 to 10 feet so you're close enough for others to know that you're waiting, but far enough to give the person exercising room to breathe. 4. Check your surroundings. Check your surroundings before you start exercising to ensure that you're not in anyone's way. This is especially important if you're using equipment that you can move around, such as dumbbells. Don't stand in front of someone who may be using the mirror to check their form while exercising. Also, don't exercise in the same place where you just picked up the dumbbells from the rack, because you'll be blocking others from accessing the equipment. 5. Don't monopolize equipment. For gym rats, this means no more than one piece of workout equipment at a time. If you need more than one piece of equipment at a time because you're performing supersets or circuits, go to the gym when it's less busy, like at 5 a.m. The same goes for newbies, but the additional consideration here is to avoid using equipment that's not for its intended purpose. For example, there's usually only a few squat racks in a gym, so don't perform dumbbell curls inside the squat rack just because it's the only open mirror space. 6. Keep socializing to a minimum. There's nothing more annoying than having people socialize with other gym-goers or talk on the phone in workout spaces. The chatter and physical space that's taken up is a distraction. If you must talk on the phone or socialize, do it in a common area, away from where people are exercising. 7. Know your limits. Gym rats are generally like sheepdogs to the newbie, and they'll jump in to help if they see that you're in trouble. That said, make sure you know your limits and progress the resistance or intensity of your exercises gradually to prevent everyone around you from stressing out about your safety. For real, gym rats are always checking their surroundings, and if they're in the middle of their workout and they spot a novice using an unsafe weight on a bench press, they're going to be watching and ready to drop everything to pull that bar off your chest. 8. Clean up after yourself. Always clean up after yourself after using a piece of equipment. I find that this is something that newbies are better at doing than most gym rats, maybe because the gym is like our second home and it's easy to be way too comfortable at home. Clean up after yourself by putting the dumbbells and plates back where they belong on the rack, even if you didn't find them there. This also means disinfecting and wiping down the equipment with a paper towel or a towel that is not your sweat towel. 9. Stay home if you're feeling sick. This is especially important during the pandemic and is good neighborly practice. If you're feeling sick, stay home and recover. You don't want to risk exposing yourself to more infection while your immune system already has a lot to deal with. Let's put this knowledge to use with a 5-day gym etiquette challenge. Over the next 5 days, your challenge is to put into practice the 9 tips for proper gym etiquette. Give it a try and let me know how you feel by emailing me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or leaving me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.